What is up, y'all? It is your boy AVK, and thank you for entering into the nigger room. I really do appreciate it. Boys in Canada. Man, this is crazy, yo. Yo, man, I've been like working on this shit for a minute now. For those of y'all who have been following me on Instagram, y'all do know that like probably like a couple months ago I was posting numbers on my Instagram story. And then that ended up and it was supposed to be about me coming to Canada, but shit happened, so I was trying out for the G League, two different teams, and that didn't work out. So I'm like, hey, well, back to plan A, back to the original plan, coming to Canada, chasing this dream. You know what I'm talking about? And yeah, I was planning on using a different mic, but I found a mic that I could use for right now. But I plan on switching it up so I can get an even better sound quality. But for now, we could use this. Right now it is 12:52 p.m. and it is December 31st of 2018, the very last day of 2018. Wow, man, 2018's been a wild one for me, man. But I've learned so much, and I know what I have, what it takes to be at the top level for sure. No matter what I do, period. I just know that my mentality will put me on the top level of anything that I do. And so what I wanted to do was just give y'all a couple of things that y'all should as well, because I'm bringing these things into 2019, and I think y'all should too. So, without further ado, let's get started. So, first thing I want to talk about is how we need to trust the process. Trust the process, the money will come after. Trust me. Trust me on this. If you're not worried about the money, but if you're chasing that bag, but you're not worried about the money, but you're worried about trusting the process and getting to what you want to do, the money's gonna come eventually. I've seen it firsthand. I'm bear witness. So, what you gotta do, honestly, just trust the process. If you do that, and it's so hard because sometimes trusting the process is not just about like, oh, no matter what, like I'm gonna be fine. Because no, the process is very difficult. Getting to where you want to be in life and you staying like that is very hard. But that's just the first step. Trusting the process, you got to stay consistent at that. Like, be try, like just because there are some days that you're not going to be feeling good. And that happens to everybody. You're only human. There are some days that you're not going to be feeling good. There are some days that you're going to be feeling like, oh, I could move 1,000 mountains. And that's perfectly fine. But don't make yourself feel bad about you feeling like shit on days that you shouldn't. Trust the process. Just dig deep and know that you gotta keep fighting, keep fighting, keep fighting. Sometimes you are gonna take an L, but that L isn't a loss, that L is a lesson. Remember that. Second one, sometimes we gotta learn to breathe. And I don't mean breathe as in like literally, like, I mean, when I say breathe, I mean that we gotta like just sit down and chill for a second, because sometimes we get over. We over to we overreact on things that we shouldn't really be overreacting about. It's just like sometimes there's things that we can't control, but yet we tend to stress over it, thinking that, oh, what am I gonna do? Like, how am I gonna do this? Nah, not the way to do it. What we gotta learn how to do is just accept the things that we can't control, and what we can't control, we fix the motherfuckers up real quick. And if we and whatever else happens, happens. Because stressing over things doesn't lead to any good except for making you feel bad. And honestly, nobody ain't got time for that. So, learn to breathe and don't stress about the things you can't control. Things you can control, destroy the motherfuckers. Nothing. Number three, support those who support you. And y'all know I always talk about this shit. We brought it in 2018. We gotta continue bringing it to 2019. If you see your homie, he got a small business that he trying to like get bigger at. Even if you ain't got money to support him, get his name out there. Help get his name out there, cause that helps support. That's support. Even if it's not, there's different support. There's financial support, emotional support, word of mouth support. Like, there's just so many different types of support. But support those who support you. Cause at the end of the day, we all we got. Your family members is all you got. Your friends, who you think are your close friends, is all you got. It's y'all against the world. So support those who support you. That is super important. Number four, stay consistent. Right? I want to talk. Nah, but for real, if there's one thing I'm going to be doing for sure this 2019, is staying consistent. Y'all going to get 52 plus podcasts for sure. 52 weeks in a year, y'all getting that 52 podcast. That's gonna happen. And I promise you that. God's my witness. No matter what, I'm gonna make that happen. Like, when you want something, you gonna make that shit happen. Trust. When you don't give up, when you give up, that's when you start to feel, what if, what if, what if, what if. And that's one thing that I'll be damned in this world that I would not do. I would not be saying what if when I'm 60 or 70 years old. So if y'all, I suggest y'all do the same, and stay consistent in your grind. Stay consistent. There's obviously gonna be days, like I said, there's obviously gonna be days that you ain't gonna be feeling it, and that's perfectly fine. You're human. Everybody goes through that, but it's not about that. It's about how you get through it, and then once you get through, you don't realize that shit didn't kill you, and it's just, you're gonna realize that shit didn't kill you, and you're gonna keep going. And then something else gonna come up. If something is always on the other side of the corner, something is always up. Unfortunately, that's just how it is. But it depends on how you perceive it. Do you perceive it as, oh, my world sucks, or do you perceive it as, damn, all right, well, let's get to work. Easier said than done, I know, but y'all can do it. Trust. Number five, don't give a fuck about what a hater has to say. Don't give a fuck of what a hater has to say. Now, that I say that in the most humble way possible. I know that sounds ridiculous, but that's exactly how I mean it. Haters are fans too. But at the same time, if you worry about what a hater has to say, you're never going to get to where you want to get to. Don't worry about what people have to say about you. Just keep on, those who matter don't mind. But those who don't matter, they give a fuck. So that's what I got to say about that. Don't give a fuck about what a hater has to say, because guess what? At the end of the day, those who care, don't know, those who matter, they don't mind. At the end of the day, those who matter, they don't mind. But those who don't matter, they give a fuck and they want to be haters. So fuck the haters. Enough said. If you worry about someone else's opinion, that's going to be detrimental to your health, that's going to be detrimental to your work, then you're just self-sabotaging. At the end of the day, that's what it is. Number six, use social media wisely. I've come to realize, there's one thing that 2018 has definitely taught me, is that YouTube is just like every other thing. YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, all these things, they're a tool, and they're useful to you, if you use them wisely. And that's all I really have to say about that. It could be unhealthy at times because yes, we are all addicted to it. But if you're able to monitor like how you use it and all that stuff, that'll probably be the best solution. Take a break from it a couple of days, a week, 2 weeks. Take a break every once in a while, because those days that you're not on it, you would love it because you learn to appreciate things more. And then you'll learn that, damn, you do have a problem. I got a problem. Shit. Like I said, I'm gonna talk. I'm on social media 24/7, but on social media a lot. Like, I think my average on my phone was like, I'm on like per day on Instagram. I'm on Instagram for like 2 hours a day or something like that. And then like on YouTube, I'm on it for like maybe like, well, nah, it doesn't count for YouTube because I listen to YouTube music all the damn time. I'm on that shit like 8 hours a day. But that's what I listen to, like YouTube music, so that doesn't count. And last but not least, that's Wonder Love, man. Because at the end of the day, love is important. Like, love is really important. I'm not talking about loving, like, just like awesome sex shit. I'm talking about just like loving a human being. Just like learning to love a human being, because this world is just scary. Like, it's scarier than we all know. And we just gotta learn to love like our loved ones around us, friends, family, etc., etc. I mean, I said it earlier, but I just wanted to dwell upon this a little more because it's really important that even people that you don't know, like, learn to love them for their flaws and all that. Because at the end of the day, that's all everybody wants is love. No matter how much you may deny it, everybody wants to be loved by somebody. And sometimes we might be blind to it, and it's right in front of us. It happens. I know I'd already recorded, but this is one last thing that I did want to add onto the things that we're doing in 2019, and that's putting our pride aside. We need to put our pride aside because sometimes we just get too full of ourselves that we just want to say fuck it all and don't give a fuck. But sometimes if we really just put our pride to the side and we think level-headedly, we can see where we're wrong and we can apologize and be the bigger person. Because that's always it's always sometimes it's not even worth it. Sometimes it's not even worth the energy. Sometimes it's not worth fighting for. So put that part aside. But yeah, that's about it. I'll be back on Sunday for some Sunday motivation. Y'all know I'm going back on that shit because I don't know why I fell off on it. And I will be also posting up more videos more often and get back into my workout tip, getting back into shape. That's what we out here. We out here to work. Nothing more, nothing less. We out here for much more. But yeah, man, we out here. We gonna get to work. Gonna put in more videos. Gonna get more workout videos for y'all. Gonna get in some more podcasts for y'all. Also, I might actually start doing some reviews. I'm not too sure about that. Maybe. Not really sure about how I want to go with that. But that's for the YouTubers. That ain't gonna be for the podcast. I'll take that out. Yeah, that's about it. So yeah, maybe I might start doing reactions to like anime or some TV shows that I might be watching, things like that. I might start getting into that. I'm not too sure about that. But yeah, man, that's about it. That's all I got for today. So thank you for entering into the nigger room. I really do appreciate it. And this is your boy AB. We out this bitch. Deuce, deuce.